This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Observant of the details of your surroundings today. Pay attention to the smaller things in life that you might overlook. Monday's always a great day to look at things that are sort of left over and give you a good start and develop a greater awareness of all the good things that were around. Hopefully you had lots of beauty in your life over the weekend, and we'll get you into a good, beautiful place this week. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air. We're starting a brand new feature on the DJV experience this week. We've set up a special telephone line, and what we want you to do is call in to 800-282-2333 and tell us your opinion. Every week we'll have a different issue. Once you've voted, there's some special offers for you at the end of the conversation. So this week's question is, do you believe you'll be better off in 2017 than you were in 2016? Again, the number is 800-282-2333. Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Yes, you'll be better off this year than you were last year. No, you won't be. 800-282-2333. Question, yes or no? It's pretty simple, straightforward. Are you going to be better off this year than you were last year? Call us now, 800-282-2333. There'll be something nice for you at the end of your answering the question. So it's a bunch of push the buttons, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think kind of a fun thing, something we've started, we thought we would try. 800-282-2333. Are you better off now than you were a year ago? Yes or no? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. 800-282-2333. There's a new study out suggesting that women politicians are viewed differently than might have been the case before. Maybe Donald Trump had some impact, all the women's marches, that sort of thing. It's really interesting as to the number of women who are planning to actually run for office. New York Magazine says 13,000 women around the country are planning on running for local, statewide, national offices. I think that's really very cool, actually.
Well, we definitely need it just for, you know, balanced representation.
Off. Right,
sure.
Exactly. So would you, if a woman runs for office who's a mother, are you more skeptical of her than if a man is running and he was a father? Do people have that in their minds that mothers ought to be home with their children still, or that their responsibility is more complicated when raising children than is a man's?
I think it depends on your age, truthfully.
Yeah.
You mean your response to this,
yeah,
whether you think it's an idea that would work or not. Yeah. I don't know that much about some of these people in terms of, I mean, the conversation about this Gillibrand, who is from New York, and her running for president.
Kirsten Gillibrand, yep.
Yeah.
She's one of our senators.
And what
yeah.
does she have for children? Does she have
children? She has, I believe, younger children, but I'm not sure how old. Not like babies, but, you know, maybe.
Okay. So the sexist male question is, who takes care of the children? Does the husband take care of them? Which is A-okay with me. If the women work, the husband. But one of the parents ought to be more, or both of them should be influential.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you how my daughter is doing it with her husband. They're both profs at UCLA. Megan was telling me about her schedule for next semester last night. She will be teaching Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and her husband has arranged classes so that he has to be there Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday so that there's always a presence. And Miles will probably start next year with preschool anyway, but they take their responsibility seriously in that one of the two of them is with Miles all the time. Is that the case? Does that taint voters' opinions of those who are running for office? I'm looking at this study here, Victoria. 5 cities, an online survey of 1,000 voters asked them to react to made-up candidates from following groups. Married mothers of young children, single mothers, unmarried women without children, lesbian couples with children, divorced women, married fathers with young children.
I would guess that single mothers would be more scrutinized than married mothers, because I think running, especially for higher office, I think you're right, people do want to see if there's young children involved. Mm-hmm. And someone who's taking care of them. So if you have that arrangement with your husband, you know, then great. But if not, I would imagine there's a little bit of scrutiny given mm-hmm. to the single moms that weren't.
Well, the lady who was governor of Massachusetts for a while, Jane Swift, who did actually quite a good job, said of her experience, quote, this is the article, it's in New Yorker magazine, being with children was seen as being distracted from doing your job. I found that part of my challenge. Whenever folks started to think about my children, it took all the oxygen out of the room. Nobody knew all the work I was doing on educational reform and the work I did to improve the lives of foster children. Let's see here.
I just think even if you look at the last presidential election, I think people are done. I mean, I think there's some who still like traditions, but I think most people are just wanting a candidate that represents them. I mean, if you look at Bernie Sanders, he would have been more of the typical candidate, even though he was very socialist and all of that, over a woman candidate like Hillary Clinton. If you look at Donald Trump, he was the least traditional candidate amongst, mm-hmm. except maybe for like Ben Carson, who would be the first, you know, like Republican African-American president. I mean, I think that traditional stuff has gone out the window. We just came off of our first African-American president in general. I mean, there's just a lot of things, a lot of molds that are being broken. I think people are just wanting change. They don't want to be the same old stodgy political atmosphere that has been in this country for a while.
This poll does show that there are still some stigma attached, some stigmas attached to women.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Unmarried women without children. Voters suspect would not understand issues important to their lives. Married fathers of young children, the most mistrusted group, after mothers of young children. No, actually, that was the second slot was the one that went to unmarried women without children.
Yeah, is that single men with small children or just men with small children?
Because married fathers with young children.
Hmm. Wait, married fathers with young children.
The voters interviewed fully realized that they were upholding a double standard, but persisted in their belief that the presence of a mother was more important than a father for a young child.
So they would vote for a male.
Vote for a male, but not a woman.
Right, because they think the mother should be home with the kids. Right.
With the kids. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine just like the visual would look like of a young couple and the woman is the president and she's holding like a 2-year-old
baby?
I mean, can you imagine I mean, for our generation, that would just be kind of cool. But for an older generation, I don't think they could even stomach that.
It's interesting because that was one of the subplots of Scandal in recent seasons. Young children in the presidency. Well, look at the young children. How old were the two Obama girls when they were?
They were very young.
They were young.
Were they 8 and 10 or something like that?
Yeah, they were young. And so, let's see, Jimmy Carter's daughter was young. How old were the Bush girls when they first went into the White House?
Teenagers.
They were teenagers, yeah. Yeah, it is very interesting to see the double standard, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And, you know, and it's a shame because, I mean, you've heard so many stories and we all know people in our lives. Single mothers get so much stuff done. I mean, I have so much respect for single mothers and the way they multitask, the way that they can, you know, have an influence over their children and still work full time and have, I mean, that's the best multitasker on the planet to me is the single mother. So, you know, you need a president or a senator or a local government official. You need them to be able to multitask. So I think you're overlooking a real gem in the population, truthfully.
Yeah, that could be. All right, interesting observations. Up next, television. What'd you watch over the weekend? What's up tonight? That's next year with DJV Experience.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for detail.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-dig technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
There was 56 channels and nothing. All right, let's get at it here. 17 past the hour. The folks at Netflix are going to fix the problem that you have if you binge-watch House of Cards, for example, but there are plenty of other shows. Iron Fist, any of these that have long credits. If you're moving from one to the next, I know it becomes kind of annoying, although you'd think people need to get a life if this really annoys you. But I can see where it does, because we've done it. Sitting watching one episode of House of Cards, and you go to the next one, and it's that long intro. So now, Victoria, you can skip it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Netflix says, forget about it.
Yep, especially if you're binge-watching more than, you know, several shows at a time. You don't need that recap every time. So, yeah, it's great.
One wonders why they do that, knowing that people, especially Netflix people, know they're going to be binge-watching stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't take that out, like, on demand or on Netflix. But in real life, it helps. Like, I always like the recap, because sometimes you forget where you are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
By speaking of forgetting where you are, Kara says The Bachelor is something to be very, is forgotten already, even though it just ended last week, because you're the fan of The Bachelor, so what was the story?
Narrow it down, but the whole season?
Well, narrowed down to the Canadian and American, and
you had somebody from Canada and somebody from Hoxie, Arkansas, and he picked the Canadian, which should be interesting to see how that works out, considering he lives in L.A., she's in Canada, they're both stubborn, neither of them want to move, doesn't seem like a fantastic setup for a relationship. But anyone who's a fan of The Bachelor knows that the vast majority of the relationships on that show don't actually last.
So why are you a fan of The Bachelor?
I started watching because my roommate was a big fan. She'd watched every season, and then I got kind of reeled in watching it. And so you do get invested in the relationship, even though you know it's probably not going to work out. But it also, you know what, I tell you why I watch it, because it makes me feel a little bit better about my life.
Ah, perfect. All right, Jen, what's up for tonight?
Well, Dancing with the Stars starts off tonight, the brand new season. Mr. T, Nancy Kerrigan, Chris Kattan,
Mr. T
Charo.
Is on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I see. I knew you'd want to watch. Absolutely,
good
he is.
God.
Come on. And he looks very sharp.
Season.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Dancing with the Stars kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC. Also, if you need a little superhero action, maybe you're feeling a little down with the Monday blues, Supergirl is back on CW, a new episode at 8. Terry Hatcher is joining in the cast as well as Kevin Sorbo. Remember Hercules? So that'll be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Man with a Plan is a really cute sitcom on CBS. So if you need something for a short attention span, you want to do it. Swoozy Kurtz and Stacey Keach join as Adam's parents tonight, CBS. Yes, at 8:30.
Yeah, who watches that show?
I do. I haven't heard of it. Man with the Plan. It's with Matt LeBlanc from Friends.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And he's kind
what's
of
funny about that. There's nothing funny about that stuff.
About what?
Hey, those things are. There's nothing.
Yeah, Jen, why do you watch that? What do you think it's about?
I think it's supposed to be when the promos is all about canned laughter. That's all I get out of it. Some stupid comment and then a bunch of canned laughter.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
21
boy.
Past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
To work this one. New Music Monday, three songs that are brand new to the music scene. This is Gary Clark Jr., a song called Our Love from a new live album, Live North America 2016. All right, you're going to have to help me with this. I don't know who this guy is. And by listening to him, I don't really care whether I know about him or not.
Okay, never mind. Then we'll just move to the next song.
No. I want you to tell everybody. It's just me. I don't like the way it's out. But
yeah, I don't know if you would love the song, but I actually think that you would really like a lot of Gary Clark Jr.'s music.
Yeah, he's a blues guitar player from... he's actually a really great blues guitar player.
You've got it up to it. It's not right here. Crank this up. We're here for a second here. Let's listen. Like, can we find something else of his that I might like better than this, Kara?
I saw him perform at the Kennedy Center, I think, earlier this year when they had the African-American award show. And I feel like this song isn't doing that much for him, but he was his guitar playing and his singing, it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like an Eric Clapton, blues traditional kind of singer, or player. But his singing is more like his songs tend to be more like classic R&B.
Yeah.
You can hear him there.
These are two different songs. Both of them are awful, as far as I'm concerned. But maybe he's pretty good at picking good stuff. And I may not be the audience for this. I'm just telling you what I think. Which people are, shut up and mind your own business. Okay, number two on our list of new songs for New Music Monday comes from Connor Oberst. The song's called Afterthought from the new album Salutations. So what do we know about this guy?
John Oberst is one of my favorite artists. He's kind of known as our generation's Bob Dylan. He's an incredible writer. He's had several different bands. Bright Eyes is his most famous band, but he goes off on, you know, solo projects a lot, and this is his latest solo project.
Well, hazard a guess, probably not more, and it's probably not less.
He's like folk indie rock. That's how I would probably describe him. If Bob Dylan was more folk singer, he's more folk indie rock.
All right, number one on the New Music Monday list is the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Bird on a Wire, from the album Live from the Fox, Oakland.
I feel like you would like Susan Tedeschi and the Tedeschi Trucks Band. So a little backstory on them. She's a blues singer from Norwell, Massachusetts. And she is married to Derek Trucks, who plays with the Allman Brothers.
I remember you told me the story about her.
Guitar player for the Allman Brothers, and Butch Trucks was his uncle, who just passed away. But she's got an amazing blues voice, and she's a great guitarist in her own right. And
now,
then they've been married. She's 46 and he's 37.
Oh, my God. Old women with young men.
They've been married for a while now, yeah.
Good for her. All right, that's the story of the new music on Mondays, 28 past the hour. With his
home. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
34 at the hour now, the DJ V Experience, Doug, and I'm Stefan, Victoria, and she's Keelan, Kara, and she's Shillin. We're Shillin and Killin and doing and Stefan and doing all that. All right, so anyway, this is the DJ V Experience. We're starting something new this week on the Experience. Set up a special telephone line, and the number is 800-282-2333. Well, Doug, why would you want me to call that number? You gave me the number before you told me why to call. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that we're interested in your opinion, shockingly. We want you to call in to 800-282-2333. Every week, a simple question that we'll do a sort of, I suppose this is a poll question, Victoria, in a manner of speaking, mm-hmm. Right?
Sure.
Once you've voted, we'll have some special offers for you to listen into after you answer the question. It's just press 1 for yes and press 2 for no, that's all. At 800-282-2333. And I'll give you that number often enough so it'll just become, when I give you the question, you'll remember the number. It's so easy to remember. 800-282-2333. I remember it already. Do you believe that you'll be better off in 2017 than you were last year, 2016? That's the question. Press yes. One is yes. Press two for no at 800-282-2333. Answer the question yes or no if you care to participate. It'll be some fun. It's actually something in it for you when you're all done. Not only the pleasure of expressing yourself quickly on a phone call, but then listen to some of the things that are available after that. I think you'll find them very important and informative. So answer yes or no to the question, do you believe you'd be better off this year than you were last year, at 800-282-2333. Tell us what you think. All right? Car news. Here's something that will knock a lot of people's socks off. The fact, this is, by the way, I want to preface this by telling you it's not an advertisement. I'm not chilling for these people. Car Saver is an online auto retail platform, is going to launch a program April 1st at 25 Walmart Supercenters in Houston, Dallas, Phoenix, and Oklahoma City. They have lined up a financial partner. They're going to sell cars at Walmart. I'm finding this almost, people call it too good to be true. No, I suppose it's a natural, Walmart always put everybody out of business, so it's a natural extension of let's put all the car dealers out of business because we're the biggest and the best. So we want to put all the grocery stores out of business, which they haven't done. All the other retailers out of business, they haven't done that. So the chances are they're not going to put the car dealers out of business. But it's an interesting concept, actually. You go into the Walmart, and they have a kiosk. And they have everything is digitalized, so it allows you to select a car, to put all your information in for the finance, and then you pick an insurer. All these people are going to make money, obviously, because that's what car dealers do when they sell you stuff. They make money off they make a point off the financing, and not many car dealers sell insurance, but Walmart sells insurance, so this is a natural for them. So if you look for Car Saver Centers starting April 1st at some of the super centers in the South and Southwest, you'll be able to select a new car, a used car, pre-owned vehicle that's certified, apply for financing right there, and insurance. This is really very interesting. And Walmart gets a point out of it, too.
Huh.
So this is very... I find this...
Walmart's kind of like the real life Amazon. Amazon's like a virtual.
Yeah.
They control everything and you don't need to leave your house. And yet, if you're at Walmart, that's like the same version in real life.
Yeah. Also in car news, Tesla. Man, you can't swing a dead cat around here in Southern California without seeing a Tesla.
Really? And they're that popular. Wow.
Yeah. They introduced a cheaper version and it hasn't sold well. So they stopped making it next month.
Well, how much cheaper?
Well, this is a $68,000 car. Most of them are $80,000 and above. Model S60 and 60D,
mm-hmm.
Least expensive models.
I thought they had one that was like $35,000.
I don't think that ever went anywhere. I think I remember that too, but I don't think anybody ordered that either.
Huh.
So the company said they're streamlining their offerings because customers have been opting for the higher-powered batteries and the more expensive cars. So, by the way, this guy and this company, these people are geniuses. Elon Musk is an absolute genius.
Yeah.
He's got, I think Bob was telling me that Bob K, my general manager, you can see a picture of us, by the way, at djv.com, DJV on Facebook. We were at an organ concert on Saturday night. Was it Saturday night? Yeah, Saturday night. The big Wurlitzer organ that used to be used for the silent movies. They've got a silent movie theater here in Los Angeles. And this movie, this fellow is a wonderful guy, older man, as you can imagine, who just set this all up. And they played the old, before they had talkies, the silent movies needed noise. And so the organists were very clever, characters that knew or could follow the movie, and with each playing of the movie, they had the music to sort of underscore what was going on. It was a Buster Keaton movie that we saw. It was really a lousy movie, but it was interesting to see this guy do his thing. It was fabulous, actually. So anyway.
That was always how it was done with silent movies. They would have someone like playing an organ or a piano or something
like
that. A big
Wurlitzer organ like that. Yep.
That's a real lost art form. That just sounds incredible when you...
Oh, yeah.
I guess the only way that that still exists are people who do scores for TV shows and movies, things like that, but you never get to witness that.
Right. All right, so anyway, back to the Tesla part of the story. The fact that Bob was telling me about the batteries that are being used everywhere to back up... Remember, I think last week we told a story about how in Australia they're having power outages?
Yes.
And they're shipping over huge batteries that are being made in this plant in Nevada. His car plant is an old Ford plant, I think, here in California, and he's having so much trouble with the state. The fact that my children are here. I love being in the state. It's good energy here, but the politics is so stupid. They're making it so difficult for this guy to build cars. He said, screw you. I'm going to go build a 500,000-square-foot plant in Nevada or near where my batteries are being made. It's a bigger plant than what the Boeing plant is where they assemble 737s up in Everett, biggest plant in the world. Where they put the, I think, 777s built in there, too. He's going to build a bigger plant than that, another one in Nevada, which is easy to work with. It's a labor-oriented state, and just put all those people, unless you want to go to Nevada to work there, you're all out of work. That's because the state of California is stupid.
Stupid.
Anyway, go ahead.
I thought that Tesla had a factory in North Carolina.
And they do. I think they have a couple of factories around, as a matter of fact.
Wow, that's great.
But the biggest one for manufacturing was in California.
Mm.
But they're selling those cars. Well, it really is. And in areas where... You know, there's a lot of affluence, like Southern California. They're all over the place.
Right.
I see them
in Manhattan. That's the only place I've seen them so far. A few. But, yeah, they just... one of the things that I love about it, I've sat in one, but I have not driven one. But they have such a great design to them. So it's like you get... I mean, he really nailed it. Like, he made a beautiful-looking car that also has... performance and then all the environmental impacts and everything that takes it away. I mean, it's just, he really did it the right way. It's incredible.
Tight, tight, tight. It really is a tight car.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's got two of them, and they're just really great machines. So, the story is that these batteries are, they're making batteries for everything. Pretty soon they're going to have a battery that you can put in a solar powered home. And he's building, by the way, the solar powered tiles now, and asbestos shingles have the ability to absorb the sun, and they're going to put batteries in the house, so you will not need the power company anymore at all. You put one of his batteries in your house, you put his roofing on the top of the house, on the roof, and that's your electricity.
Have you seen those tiles?
I know that story came out
when you were in England, I think, in December.
Yeah.
And we all, Jennifer and Karen and I, we were marveling at how gorgeous these roof tiles are. Because, you know, when you see, like, the solar panels, it always looks really awful.
Ugly,
Well, he's made individual smaller tiles.
He's a very smart guy.
But the thing is, when you look at it, when you look at the house from the street, the tiles are designed that they just go blank, so they just look like a regular roof.
Regular roof.
Yeah. That's incredible.
So that would be the future home. I'd do that. If I built another house, I might build another house. And if I did, I'd have it all done with modern stuff. Like that, but roof tiles and the battery, and screw the power companies because they're nothing but a pain in the you know what. They become monopolies, like dealing with Verizon. So, you know, the quicker you get away from him, and he's smart enough to have figured that out.
Yeah.
Good luck to him. I think he's a very smart guy. Great business story. Speaking of great businesses and a great story, you have for the last 3 years heard me equate nitric oxide to healthy circulation. I hope that I've told the story well. I continue to tell the story, and people continue to call 800-655-4183 to buy Superbeets, the easiest way to get natural delivery of dietary nitrates that open up your arteries, get your blood going, flowing to your muscles, to your brain, Every part of your body, everything needs blood in order to live. And this is the way to get the supply working the best possible way. If you're over 40, call 800-655-4183. This is the way to... I do it every...
You don't need to be over 40, by the way.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I have my Super Beats every morning, and I've noticed health benefits, and so has my doctor. So I've encouraged all of my friends to get this.
I find myself... now, I've been very active physically while I've been in California this winter. And I've got up to like 500 pounds of pumping on the leg machine. And I can now, last weekend, I actually bent some steel in my hands that I had never done, but never been strong enough to do before. And part of it, I think, is because I take the Super Beats.
Yeah.
And it has helped my stamina and my energy and to build up my strength. And that's what it can do for you, no matter what your age.
I also feel like you've lost weight just from looking in pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
California suits you.
Well, in some ways it does. 800-655-4183. That number, 800-655-4183. Buy your first supply of regular Super Beats, and you get a third, let's see, 1, 2, 3 months you get for the regular deal, and then you have an extra 30-day supply that comes with it. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to order online. DougLikesBeats.com is a good place to go to get more information. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen, the book Beat the Odds, all these things. Get on to this supply. Make sure your blood pressure is where it needs to be. Make sure you're getting blood flow everywhere. Those microvessels need the blood. And the bonus is like the 30-day supply free, all with your first order at DougLikesBeats.com.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, sort of a follow-up to the Tesla story. Fremont, California is where the factory was, and I said it was a Ford plant. It wasn't. It was a Toyota plant. They used to build 300,000 cars a year there. And Tesla is now using it as their major manufacturing site with a sub-plant in the Carolinas. But they've just gotten tired of dealing with, as Toyota did. That's why Toyota got out. Tesla bought the plant from them and converted it, but they are just sick of dealing with California. And this is the danger that companies face. You know, you say, well, look at all the companies that come into Santa Monica and L.A. County. Yeah, they have because of the it's close to the airport and a lot of foreign business. Toyota's headquarters in America here because of the Long Beach shipping center. You know, that's why people, Google's here and Microsoft is here. It's called Silicon Beach. That's the kind of stuff that can put up with the government BS. The car makers aren't going to. So, anyway, that's the final story on Tesla for now. 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Be calm. Let me do the talking.
You're making her dinner.
Well, we thought you might appreciate the company.
Master, I just want to assure you that I had no part in this hopeless plan. Preparing a dinner, designing a gown for her, giving her a suite in the East Wing. You gave her a bedroom. No, no, no. He gave her a bedroom.
This is true. But if this girl is the one who can break the spell, then maybe you could start by using dinner to charm her. Good thinking, Coxwell.
What? That's the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard. Charm the prisoner.
Guess there's no surprise in the news from the movie world, Beauty and the Beast opening up over the weekend. It's just a question of how many dollars it took in. No question that it was number one. I was just saying to Chuck here in Los Angeles, I counted 14 theaters just in my immediate area, and all of them were playing Beauty and the Beast every hour. So that means they had to have had it on three screens in a multiplex of 10, three of the screens were playing this movie. I can't actually remember seeing any movie, no matter how popular, on this many screens. So what did it shake out? What did, at the end of the day, Chuck, or what did we come up with for box office totals?
Here's what's interesting, Doug. The tracking on the movie, that's the prediction of what it would do, was $170 million, and it wound up doing $170 million.
Really? Wow. Right on the
number. Right on the number. I mean, I would say, I don't know how they do it. They take, I guess, advance tickets. They do surveys. Yeah. But usually those predictions are about 90% accurate. Once in a while they're off. A movie will blow past the expectation, but this was right on target.
So you saw it and you liked it. Kara saw it. She liked it. Kara, what was the most important thing or what the most interesting thing that you took away from the movie?
Well, I thought the best scene was the classic ballroom scene where they're dancing and Emma Thompson is singing Beauty and the Beast. That song, Emma Thompson did an amazing job on it. But I just think the graphics of having the Beast and having him dancing and having him moving, I mean, they used all kinds of new CGI technology for that, which was really cool.
Yeah. And the supporting characters, like the candle and the clock, the CGI on that stuff was pretty pretty impressive. We booked it at our local theater, and every single person that's come out has absolutely loved it. It's already doing. I could see repeat viewing, people coming back to see it more than one time already.
That's the obvious story. We get to the other box office totals. What came in at number two that nobody's probably even going to think about after we hear these words?
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558, written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm. This powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, Chuck. What did we find other than the story being Beauty and the Beast? What else happened at the box office this weekend?
Well, I told you about Beauty and the Beast, right? I'm just kidding. Kong Skull Island, number two, 28.8 million, 110 million in 2 weeks of release. It dropped off about 55%. Actually held up a lot better.
How much did it cost to make that movie?
I'm hearing around $180 million. It'll get its money back worldwide, but it's not going to be a runaway hit, although the word of mouth is actually pretty good. Number three, Logan, $17.5 million, $184 million, 3 weeks of release. This movie's done around $400 million worldwide, starring Hugh Jackman. The horror thriller Get Out continues to play extremely well for a genre film, $13.2 million, just a 31% drop-off, $133 million, Doug, in 4 weeks. Guess what it cost to make this movie?
$13 million.
$4 million.
$4 million. Good.
That's a very profitable movie. And The Shack round out the top five, 6.1, $42 million in 3 weeks of release. I went to see The Belko Experiment. It's a nasty little horror movie that is one of the more violent movies I've seen in quite some time. I give it a 5 out of 10. It wait for cable. Interesting premise, but too violent. It is very violent.
For it. Awful. Hi, Chucker. Good man. Thank you for the words on Beauty and the Beast. That's a nice way for us to wrap this hour. 59 past the hour with DJV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.